Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So this has been the story that everybody's talking about, right? As lame and juvenile as Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump have been to one another, then there's this, the slurred speech video. Go ahead.
And that, but and then he had a press conference in the Rose Garden with all this sort of visuals that obviously were planned long before I said most currently that he was engaged in a cover-up.
Yeah.
So it's really sad. And here's the thing.
All right, that's enough. We get it.
And I told
so it's
this
hard,
to the room,
you know, because you feel sad, but then you find out that this
in.
Is debunked,
yeah.
And it's
well, yeah.
It's all over the New York Times, Wall Street Journal.
So then they're saying, okay, then Giuliani was tweeting about it, but then they were saying he was drunk when he was tweeting about it, and it's like, you know what? All we need is some Bill Rakoff.
And the video was, I mean, the networks, all of them, everybody was doctored, and but I wanted to bring Rakoff into this. But this is the dialogue. This is where we're at
this
right now, isn't
are.
It, Bill? With CBS,
not China.
Yesterday, I actually tweeted the following, and I'll paraphrase it, but it was just like after Nancy Pelosi tweeted that, when the extremely stable genius is ready to negotiate, act like a presidential, you know, we'll do our thing. And I said, these are the two of the most powerful people in the most powerful city in the most powerful country in the most powerful planet in the universe.
Acting like morons.
This is what it boils down to. But that video was just, I mean, that was childish.
Of course. Oh, my gosh.
Come on. As opposed to when she said his family should do an intervention.
For the good of the country.
Look, I mean, everybody's got their side. But at some point, somebody's got to be the bigger person.
I agree, brother.
This, right?
I agree, man.
Somebody's got to do that. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, is that, you know, the president retweeted that stuff. And so here we are.
He says he didn't know.
Did he really?
And now he's off to Tokyo.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Well, I just want to know, is Jerry Nadler going to be okay?
Yeah, it sounds like it. He had a little bit of a dehydration episode, according to his office, and was at a de Blasio press conference today. And
he looked awful.
Just took ill. Yeah.
That was scary.
Look bad. Yeah. You know, I've seen a couple other people do that, too, you know, in person. And, you know, a lot of times that you don't drink enough water and you do that. And it's what happens.
If so folks don't know, he was at a here, de Blasio, and he looked honestly grayish.
Well, yeah. So the camera is on de Blasio, and then de Blasio looks to his left, and that's where Jerry Nadler is. And he's like, Jerry, here, have some water. And the camera moves over, and he looks like corpse-like. He's gray.
Yeah,
he looks terrible.
Yeah, but that's what you look like when you kind of lose it. And, you know, you've seen it a number of times before. I honestly don't know what his medical history is, they gave him some juice and some stuff, and he seemed to rebound. So,
so I want to get back to this other thing because it actually, you're at home watching this, and he says I fell out of the chair when he said, I'm an extremely stable genius.
Right.
Well, that's not the first time he said it, though.
No.
That's an old line, actually.
Yeah. And then she said, crazy Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, she's lost it.
Yes.
Then she said, literally, you know, she tried to be ministerial as if she was helping.
She was very concerned.
I really think that his family should do an intervention and get him help.
Yes.
Bill, it's sad. Bill, you've been in this.
Pray for him, too, which is the northern equivalent of bless your heart.
Yes,
so, Bill, you've been at this a while, man. Seriously. Have you seen anything that's kind of
juvenile?
It's juvenile, sophomoric.
Not like this. You know what it brings back? And I was such a political geek in school. I watched the battles that went on between Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan back in the day. And I mean, but they were there was some intelligence behind them, and there was and a ton of politics. But at the end of the day, those guys broke bread.
Right. I'm not seeing that happening here.
No, and it's not just Pelosi. It's not just Trump.
No.
I mean, You know, you had a case today on Capitol Hill where a freshman Republican showed up. I mean, it was a pro forma session. They finally got a disaster aid deal done.
Right.
It passed the Senate with the blessing of the president.
And he says
and then
no.
A freshman Republican
right.
goes in and says, because no one's here to vote on it, I'm going to object on it and I'm going to block it.
Yeah.
And
hey,
one guy blocked it.
You know what? It's not about the country. It's all about me. That's exactly what people are saying. Do you know what I mean?
It's all about re-election, Wendy. It's all about making your party look good, and it's all about re-election to a great extent.
Yeah, and being covered.
So, Bill, what you're saying, and I don't want to speak for you, this is Bill Rakoff with CBS, is that this is the way it's going to roll for the next year and a half, sir?
Oh, I have no idea,
yeah.
Marty. I mean, I don't make predictions anymore. I mean, I know. I got hosed over in 2016, and I decided I wasn't going to make any more predictions.
Yeah.
We just don't know where it's going to go. I mean, you know, things come out of left field with this administration, with this Congress, and just with the political climate in general in this town. So, you know, you go to work one day thinking, okay, this is going to be the story, and then by the end of the day, you're off on a completely different tangent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
So I don't know. I mean, the answer to the question, I don't know.
Hey, Bill, can I ask your opinion about our business collectively? And you're old school journalist, probably the best reporter that ever worked at this radio station, quite frankly. But all of the networks are doing this now. All of them. Where all of the anchors opine. Is that uncomfortable for you to see, Bill, that they all chit-chat and give their opinions on every story? And I see it on every single network now.
I don't know where you're seeing it on ours.
CBS
you know,
Morning
I,
News.
I'll say this. Where say again, Marty?
CBS Morning News. Gail King.
After every story.
All three of them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, as a journalist, I mean, you're taught, you know, you're supposed to be objective. You're supposed to go right down the middle.
Yeah.
I'm not going to speak for my colleagues. I'll speak for what I do every day and what I know my colleagues around me do.
Yeah.
And that is we balance it out. I mean, we have editorial meetings just like you guys have sat through editorial meetings in TV for years, you know, where we sit and we hash stuff out every day. And there's an email chain that goes on all day long about stories.
Right.
And there's a dedicated effort to make sure we're between the lines on it.
Yep.
It's hard to answer the question, Marty. I certainly see it more on the cable networks.
You're right.
Where I just don't think they do a good enough job on the cables of drawing the distinction between their opinion programming and their news programming.
They're horrible.
We've talked about
you're right.
before.
You're
Thanks,
right.
Billy.
Thanks, Bill
yep.
Rakoff. Have a great holiday weekend.
He's right about the
Take
cables.
Care.
This is bad.
Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.